T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 73 degrees. Wichita police are investigating an officer-involved shooting near 51st and North Meridian, south of Valley Center. Captain Lem Moore says the incident started as a domestic disturbance at a home. It involved a family member who was not wanted at that location. When officers arrived on scene, the suspect started to flee and was not cooperative. Then the 26-year-old man became aggressive.
There was one officer that ended up shooting in that situation. The individual at that time was considered critically injured and was taken to a local hospital.
The officer was not injured. A 2-year-old boy is dead following a drowning at a home in southeast Wichita.
Police say they were called to a home in the 2200 block of South Linden around 11:30 Saturday morning. The boy's father found him unresponsive in a pool and managed to pull him out and started life-saving measures, but was unsuccessful in resuscitating the boy. In a news release, Officer Charlie Davidson says the boy and his parents were temporarily staying at the home when the boy crawled through a doggy door and fell into the pool. The investigation into the incident continues. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A 27-year-old Valley Center man was arrested in Texas on first-degree murder charges that stem from an incident that occurred in Wichita last April. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect, Malcolm Norris, was located in Texas and extradited to Wichita. The shooting took place in the 1200 block of North Minnesota, April 1st. Neighbors reported gunshots.
Upon arrival, officers located 23-year-old Marquez Hutton of Wichita outside of a residence with a gunshot wound. Hutton, unfortunately, died from his injuries on the scene. The incident was not random, and investigators have presented the case to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office, who charged Norris with first-degree murder and the death of Hutton.
Norris is being held in the Sedgwick County Jail. There have been 13 criminal homicides in Wichita this year. Tropical Depression Barry brought torrential rain across the Gulf Coast Sunday. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards held a news conference speaking about what's ahead for his state.
Over the next several days, we will start our preliminary damage assessments that will be run out of GOSEP here with some of our federal partners, particularly FEMA, to go out and take a look and see where the damages occurred. And right now, we are still very much in the response mode, not the recovery mode.
Barry initially made landfill in Louisiana Saturday. It briefly strengthened into a hurricane, was downgraded to a tropical storm Saturday, and then downgraded to tropical depression Sunday. The National Hurricane Center predicts Barry will continue to bring heavy rain to parts of Louisiana today. A deadly crash on a highway. This was no accident.
Two people are dead, four injured after a suspected road rage attack in Oklahoma. Authorities say a driver who was drinking deliberately forced another vehicle into oncoming traffic on a highway, causing a head-on collision. Officials did not comment on what led to the confrontation 120 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. The driver of the vehicle causing the crash reportedly leaving the scene before being arrested. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:03, 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning now, 6:10 here on a Monday morning, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning out there in traffic, the traffic conditions are actually looking very, very good so far this morning. The gasoline prices, well, really didn't change much over the weekend. We just had some more of those stations that weren't quite at the low end of $2.43 a gallon were still up around $2.45. More of those have come down to $2.43. That low end doesn't seem to have changed much, though. So most stations, $2.43 a gallon today. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day, some cloud cover begins to move in from the southeast. That will likely hold our temperature down throughout much of the afternoon. Low 80s at noontime, 87 for our high. Clearing tonight, our low near 70, then sunny and hot tomorrow, Tuesday 96, 100 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 71 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2019. Summer weather across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 92 degrees. Normal high for the date is 93. But after all, it is July in south central Kansas. July 15th, on the date in 1996, MSNBC, the 24-hour all-news network, made its debut on cable and the internet. We need 24-hour, more 24-hour TVs. Networks, right? In Florida, a man rescues his dog from an alligator. Buddy Ackerman says he kicked the gator in the snoot after it attacked his dog while they were out on an early morning walk. The gator emerged from a retention pond near his Palm Harbor condominium last week and grabbed his golden retriever. Ackerman says he kicked the gator repeatedly until it loosened its grip. Neither animal was injured.
What? How do they know?
Tampa Bay Times reports wildlife officials came out later the same day to trap the gator. That's how they know. They trapped the gator, and he or she was not injured. And the dog apparently was
Maybe the gator has bruises.
Yeah.
They don't know about it.
Maybe the dog should have some bruises.
You would think the dog must not have clamped down very hard.
Yeah. He must have just been playing. Quick, what's the state flower of Vermont?
Beats me.
Correct answer is the red clover, but for those who have seen what it looks like at the Vermont State House, you could be forgiven for thinking it was cannabis. That's because police say nearly three dozen pot plants have been found growing in the flower beds in front of the Capitol. Recently, a visitor to the State House alerted police to what turned out to be 34 cannabis plants found by officers along the cultivated flowers that line a walkway in front of the building in Montpelier. The plants have been removed, and police say no one will be charged unless they step forward to claim the pot plants. Well, now, these can't, they're not growing wild there. You've got gardeners who work for the state, right? We're supposed to be taking care of the flowers.
They thought it was red clover.
I think I'd look at those guys first and say, hey, boys, what you been doing out here? Been planting some seeds on us?
Are we going to look back 20 years from now and say, what was the big deal about marijuana?
A lot of people are doing that right now, I think. Not waiting 20 years. A new grant will help rebuild the fire-damaged Kansas City, Missouri home of Satchel Paige, one of baseball's legendary pitchers and showmen. National Trust for Historic Preservation announced grants earlier this month for 22 sites and organizations to help preserve Black history. Among the recipients was Historic Kansas City, which will receive $150,000 to rehabilitate Paige's longtime home that was badly damaged last year by fire. I knew he'd lived in Kansas City. I didn't know they had a home there. It was the old Satchel Paige house, but I know he lived in Kansas City a long time. So they're going to redo his house there. There are other houses in that area in Kansas City, Missouri, south of downtown. And I had a friend who actually, it was an acquaintance of a friend, really. And he actually lived in a house that had once been owned by Harry Truman.
My goodness.
See, there's a lot of history in Kansas, a whole lot of history. 6:14, Steve and Ted, and hope you had a good weekend, Ted. We did at our house. I had the granddaughters, three of them at our house Saturday morning. We had the twins, Mary and Jocelyn, and little Sammy Joe, their young cousin. She's almost six. So where do you think we went? Where do you think we all went? Well, Saturday morning.
What, did their parents just dump the girls at your house and leave?
They dumped them and left. They left the country. No.
Where did you go on Saturday morning? To the farm and art market.
Well, we went to Nifty Nut House.
Oh, Nifty Nut House.
You got to go to the Nifty Nut House, right? And then we also went down to the, I don't know, it's not Old Town, but there's a section east of downtown on Douglas, and I know what you call it, but right there at First in Cleveland, they have Second Saturday, which is a kind of a neighborhood promotion where you get good deals and whatnot, right around the spice merchant there in that area. And they have a little market there going. Well, Saturday, my other granddaughter, Evan, was performing there at First in Cleveland. They have a you know, place set up for people can listen to the music. So she was down there singing her songs. That was Saturday morning. Busy day.
Yeah, busy Saturday. You got things off to a good start. Mm.
And then Saturday night, my wife and I went to Century 2 to see a Chorus Line.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you said you were going to go?
I went yesterday afternoon.
Did you go Sunday?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. And my appreciation of theater, singing, dancing is pretty lame. I don't know much about it. I'm not crazy about it, but I'll tell you what. I can appreciate people who have obviously worked hard on what they do and are talented. And those dancers were incredible.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Man.
Pretty cool.
They were incredible. And everything, you know, all the way they coordinated and everything, it was just beautiful. I loved it. Like I said, I'm not a big theater fan, but what do you think? I mean, have you seen it before?
Many times.
Have you?
It's a Hallmark show. It's been around for 45 years now.
A lot of people have been doing it. Actually, what, 75?
I mean, the thing ran for 6,000-plus performances on Broadway, ran forever on Broadway.
So these people who are doing that have done it before a few times.
Oh, who knows?
Tell you what, they came out for that final number with their top hats on and everything.
Wasn't that cool?
And they're going across
the stage. And all the mirrors in the background, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, Wayne, Brian, people at Music Theater, Wichita, I just had a ball, and so did Shelley. We had a great time. I know you did, too.
That's a good Saturday night.
Yeah. I know you had a good time down there, too. All right. Got some other things to talk about this morning. We'll bring you up to date on those as we go through the morning with Steve and Ted. Today is Monday. That means in about a little over an hour from now, Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell will be with us.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of weekend he had.
We'll be talking, I'm sure, about scooters, among other things. And so that's coming up here with Steve and Ted this morning. So keep it here. We'll keep you up to date on everything. A lot of news to talk about and plenty of sports, too. 617, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. And Ted, the baseball season's back in full swing, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The weekend.
You don't sound like you checked in on any of it.
I did a little bit. I think the Royals went, what, 2 out of 3? I think they won a series.
2 out of 3 from the Tigers.
Yeah.
Went for a sweep yesterday, didn't get it. Royals lose 12-8 to the Tigers, giving up 7 runs in the top of the third inning.
Ew.
Royals kind of had to piece together their pitching staff yesterday because they traded away their starting pitcher right before the game. Royals traded their top pitcher, Homer Bailey, to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for a 23-year-old AA infielder. Supposed to be big on speed and defense. So we'll see how that works. But, you trade away your top pitcher. Homer Bailey goes to the A's, and manager Ned Yost talks about dealing Homer Bailey.
He did a great job for us. You know, he kind of resurrected himself, which was, I think, his intent, was our intent. He was very serviceable for us. He was great in the clubhouse. He was just a very pleasant surprise. I told him, you know, from the second we were thinking about signing him, Cal was on video studying, and Cal said, you know, I think that I can do some things to help this guy. And he bought right in and obviously turned his career around for the better. He just did a great job for us, and I'm pleased he's going to a team that has a chance to compete for their division.
So, you need pitching, so get rid of him.
Well, the Royals aren't going anywhere this year.
I guess not.
They're hoping for better results from the guy they traded him for.
Intelligent management ought to do it.
Future years.
Oh, he's good. Let's get rid of him.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah, he's pretty old, though, isn't he?
He's middle of his career. You know, he's an established big leaguer. He's a guy that can win.
Yep.
But the Royals need a guy probably that's out there more than once every 5 days.
Yeah.
They need guys that are in the lineup that can generate a little offense. Maybe that trade will work out for him. We'll have to see down the line. The Royals are home again tonight. Their homestand continues. The Chicago White Sox are in town for 4 days. Royals White Sox live coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In pro basketball, the season has come to an end for the Wichita Wizards. They only lost one game this year. And that was yesterday in their playoff opener. First ever playoff game was a 116-115 overtime loss to the Alamo City Aztecs in Houston yesterday. So the Wizards went undefeated in the regular season, bowed out early in the playoffs, but their first season is now in the books, and they only lost one game the entire season. The NBA Summer League continuing in Las Vegas. The semifinals yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves in action beat the Brooklyn Nets. Coming off the bench for the T-Wolves, former Kansas State Wildcat Barry Brown had a tough shooting day. He missed 6 of his 7 shots, finished with 2 points and 2 rebounds. The undefeated Timberwolves will take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. The NBA Summer League Championship in Vegas. And we'll see if Barry Brown can get his shooting eye back in that game tonight. Trying to get that roster spot with the T-Wolves. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals win last night. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-2 in St. Louis yesterday afternoon. Back-to-back wins for the Cardinals. They're only one game back for a playoff spot. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies, went 2-for-4, scored twice yesterday. He is now number one in the Pacific Coast League in runs scored. He scored 73 runs this year, and he's batting .359 in the month of July. AAA All-Star, former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. And a happy birthday today to Hall of Fame football coach Jimmy Johnson. Multiple Super Bowl rings, of course, and a former assistant coach at Wichita State University. Jimmy Johnson, 76 today. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
So basically, basketball is on year-round.
That's the way they pretty much do it now.
Okay.
I mean, once the NBA Summer League is done, we then won't have basketball again until October.
Okay, for 2 or 3 months.
Right.
All right. So it's not really year-round.
I agree with you. It seems like it, but we'll kind of take a little basketball break here until October.
That's
after tonight.
Okay. 6:21 now. Keeping it for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Another Republican rebukes the president. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.